story back when Don bought a Cadillac. It's the best of Don and Mike on 106.7 WJFK.
Okay, so this is one last thing from the vacation.
Yes.
So I got the old man caddy, and we're coming back from the beach. And anyway, we had to come back for the Redskins game on Sunday. So we're coming back, and I got the cruise control, 62,
right.
digital speedometer,
mm-hmm.
No problem about speeding.
Right.
So we're just kind of laying back, saying, this is a great car.
Best of all, it's a Cadillac.
I love this car. God damn it, it's a Cadillac. I know, but I can't help it. I love it. And all of a sudden I hear, beep, beep, beep. It was one of Maryland State Finest.
Oh, my God.
Now, I immediately say, I'm going 62. He's going to pull me over for doing 62 on a 55.
You know? You've got it on the digital readout with the big easy-to-read letter.
Have you. Listen, you're going to love that car. I'm going to take you for a ride
in
that car.
I do love that car. You know I love that car. I'm all for that purchase.
So I can't figure why I see the lights, and then I hear he's saying something to me through the loudspeaker. But I've got the windows up. So now he's right next to me. We're on Route 50. And I put my windows down, and he says, and again, I'm looking at him, I go, huh? I was like, and I'm looking at Frida, I go, what did he say? She goes, I don't know, were you speeding? And I look at the cop again, and I'm going, huh? Like this? And then he says, So again, we don't know what we've done. We pulled the car to the side of the road.
I think it's too easy. Did you leave your signal on?
No.
I'm sorry, I can't help myself.
Stop it.
Okay.
Cop comes up to the car and he says, hi, how you doing? I said, fine. I said, it's a brand new car. I had the cruise control on. He says, your license plate is on upside down. the temporary tag.
Oh, God.
And I said, oh, really? I said, I didn't even, you know, it's one of those things they do at the dealership.
Right.
I said, I didn't even notice it. He said, it's against the law. He said, I see it all the time.
People, well, how can they, I mean, what people, idiot does that?
People with, I said, really? And then the cop said, yeah, people put their regular license plates on when they get them from DMV. They put them on upside down all the time.
I can't ever imagine doing that.
And, you know,
to make it harder to read.
Oh, really?
Do they really, Buzz?
Yeah.
Well, I had no freaking idea, and I said to the guy, oh, you know, I didn't even know it. It's a new car. He says, no, I'm just telling you, you want to change that because this is something that an officer will pull you over for and will write you a ticket for. And then the guy actually went to his car and got out one of those screwdrivers, mechanical screwdrivers.
Ah, and he did it for you?
And actually went to the back of the car and undid the screws and said, see, upside down.
That's the only thing, you know, if you say people do it on purpose, I can't imagine why they do that in a dealership.
No reason I can think of.
Somebody just choosing not to think that dumb.
Charlie had the mind of a child.
Y'all set, Mr. Geronimo. Remember, best of all, it's a Cadillac.
Charlie had the mind of a child.
Have a nice trip.
Right, so, you know, we got a little flipped out, but then the cop ended up being very nice, and he said, how come you didn't respond? And I said, well, because it sounded like this. And he said, and actually the cop was very nice. He said, no, come on. He says, that's very legible, my speaker. He said, I wasn't even going to pull you over. I was simply telling you that your license plate was on upside down. And I said, really, we couldn't understand you. And he said, okay, let me go to the car and check it out. So at this point, we're standing on the side of the road.
You've got your ear up to the grill of his car.
And he has just been nice enough to change the license plate.
Right.
And he goes to his car, and he gets it on his thing, and he goes, and he gets out of the car and he says, did you guys hear that? And I said, yes. He said, what did I say? I said, I think you were saying the alphabet. And he said, I was. Was it hard to tell? And then I said, this is why this guy's a great cop.
Right.
I said, why don't you stand back here with my wife and let me talk into it?
Is this in the manual? I mean, is he making a good call doing this? Because are they supposed to do? I don't think they're supposed to do this.
The motor was shut off.
Okay, all right.
So he said, okay. What he did was he went the driver's seat. He got the thing you press down and talk into, like the walkie-talkie. He pulled it out of the driver's side window. So I was not in the car.
Right.
I was standing next to the car. He's standing back at my car with Frida, and he gives me the sign, go.
And you know how to prove your point, too. Yeah. I know you know how to prove your point. I bet you pressed those lips into that microphone.
They were right up to it.
Absolutely.
And when I did it, you couldn't even make it out. I said, and he said, wow, you're right.
didn't know that you were an expert in microphone technique.
You're absolutely right.
That's great.
He said, what do you think? And I said, I don't know. Maybe, you know. I said, turn the volume down and turn it down and hold it further away from your mouth. So now we're on the side of the
road. You're giving him a DJ lesson.
We're on the side of the road with a goddamn Maryland State Trooper wearing a Smokey the Bear hat.
Your license tag is upside down.
And he's going back to the car. He gets back inside. He turns around. He gives us the okay sign. We give him the thumbs up and he goes,
great scene.
He goes, hey, boo. And I go like this. Back away. Back off. Back off. And then he goes, A, B, C, D. And I go, that's it. That's the setup. That's it. The guy gets out of his car, comes back, and he goes, puts out his hand. Thanks very much.
Just a sound check with a police officer.
Thanks very much. And I said to him, thanks for changing my license plate. And he said, have a great holiday.
Sounds like isn't it a wonderful exchange when that happens?
Yeah, I mean, that's a one in a million with a cop.
It was Officer Tony Coulter.
The Mad Dog.
Right.
That's one. Just one in a
million. Thanks a lot, Buzz.
So we got done. We're pulling away. I said, is that the nuttiest thing that's ever happened?
It's amazing.
And she said, well, yeah, it's nutty with the license plate being upside down, but but it's nuttier with you giving the guy a mic check for his in-car microphone.
I bet the rest of the evening he was probably fining people to pull over with that PA system, you know?
Hey, hello there. Please pull over.
Hey, how do you like my car? Right now. Right now.
Well, anyway, that's all I had for you.
That's great.
That's the vacation. Let's do a quick break. Oh, I see that Mike the CP comic is on the phone. You know, he was going to be on the Jerry Show.
Oh, yeah, he's supposed to be on the main stage.
Over the weekend. And Rob, I'm pretty sure that they did to him like they did to you.
Pretty sure they did.
You know, Rob was just crushed. Because, you know, for whatever reason, Rob loves Jerry Lewis. I mean, it tapes the telethon every year, all 24 hours, however long the stupid show's on.
21 and a half.
21 and a half hours. So Rob calls up, and he volunteers.
Yeah, and he's the last couple of years he's been featured and interviewed.
So he volunteers to be like one of the disc jockeys sitting up on the panel.
Right.
When they come up.
And this year he got bumped by Kathy Whiteside.
The starboard. They told him yes, and then they called and said no because he's involved with this show. That Rob could not participate in the Jerry Lewis telephone.
That is my suspicion. That is my suspicion.
So they didn't come out and tell you that?
No, they said that they got a sudden rash of donations for the hour that I was scheduled on. But the thing that troubled me is that they still did the starboard that hour. Just Jerry Clark did it.
See, listen to him.
Sweaty Jerry Clark.
Who knows what the hell a starboard is?
That's a silver star is for a donation of $250, and a $500 pledge will get you a gold star.
But your history and your relationship with Jerry, not Lewis Clark.
Clark and I, you know, Jerry Clark's always been really nice to me. I don't mean that he was big and fat and sweaty. Hatred talking.
Why this crushes you is because I know the truth of the whole thing. You were actually thinking about replacing Jerry Clark eventually.
Hold on. Yes. Let me just...
Yes, someday.
It's very tough to get a brief answer out of Mike the CP comic.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk to him at length in a second. Mike, yes or no, did Jerry put you on or not?
No.
Okay.
Now that sucks.
Hold on, we'll come back to you, okay?
Yes.
Is this Mike the CP comic?
Yes, sir.
There you go. All right.
He knows how to keep it brief.
Right. Okay, gotcha. You know what? It's too bad that you didn't see that. I tried to call Rob on Friday night I was watching Larry King.
I was out of town. I'm sorry. I would have loved to have taped it.
When Jerry was on.
Jerry.
And it was Jerry being Jerry.
Which is the funniest Jerry when he's serious Jerry.
Holding court.
I am the king of comedy, Jerry.
He was talking about how he's one of the great directors of our time and how all the usual crap. Only a few people can do what he does. But the one nugget I got was Larry King says to him, Jerry, when are we going to have the cure for MD? And Jerry Lewis says, Larry, first, it's muscular dystrophy. It's not MD. And Larry says,
MD?
MDA? He says, no. In my home, we don't use initials. For instance.
Oh, God.
My wife will say to me.
The sanctimonious Jerry.
And he seriously goes, my wife will say to me, what's on TV? And I say to her, we don't have a TV. We have a television.
Oh, boy, there's a lucky lady.
Right.
Yeah. You know?
So, and I guess, you know, you couldn't say to Jerry Lewis...
BFD. Hey,
right. You couldn't say, hey, that's a nice VW.
Sure.
You say, that's a nice Volkswagen. So he goes through...
UAH.
A gigantic diatribe about how wrong it is to call muscular dystrophy MD, and how in his home, everything, Larry... And he's doing that thing where he's got his sleeves rolled all the way up.
Yeah, his little sweater outfit that he wears, the golf shirt under the sweater.
Yeah, and he's got the gold chains on.
Right.
Marvelous.
Was he sucking on a lozenge?
Yes, he was.
Oh, he's such an a-hole.
He was. It's marvelous. In our house, Larry, it's not TV. It's television. Okay? You don't watch TV. You watch television. And meanwhile, Larry King's there like his faithful dog going... You know, that makes a lot of sense.
That's fantastic. Jerry Lewis, I love you.
Your calls coming next.
Pretty damn quick. I won't say PDQ.
Hold on, we will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is Redskins Radio, WJFK.
Kelso shoots Hyde with a BB gun.
Dude, you shot him.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry. 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 I'm so sorry.
I'm going to punish him the way my parents punished me.
You're going to leave him at the mall?
Maybe I did it accidentally on purpose.
You mean subconsciously?
No, I was definitely awake the whole time.
Tonight at 7 on UPN 20. And then...
UPN Wednesday. It's the Enterprise season finale. All that they know will be put to the test.
Everyone on the ship is going to start dying.
Who will survive?
Captain!
Star Trek Enterprise. Then, he was destined for wrestling stardom. Until fate took everything away.
Cops left me for dead.
Meet the man who defied the odds and became a legend. Cheating death, stealing life, the Eddie Guerrero story.
Tonight at 8 on UPN 20.
A free round of golf? Free spa treatments? As if taking the train weren't relaxing enough. When Amtrak Guest Rewards members take 2 round trips anywhere a Cell Express or Metroliner goes by June 15th.